Warm temperatures and a risk of showers will occur as we go forward through the weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Most of those showers, though, are not going to be very significant until we do get to early next week. So starting on Memorial Day and continuing through the middle of next week, we'll have a higher risk of showers and thunderstorms to the east of the Missouri River. And until then, most of those same areas will likely see a drier bias. Now, there could be a shower or two. I certainly don't want to make it sound like it will be absolutely dry, but the precipitation that occurs over these next few days will just not be very impressive at all. A trace to a quarter of an inch, and most of those showers will be so brief that it will probably not have much of an impact on farming activity and certainly not on travel. Now, near and to the west of the Missouri River, we will see a daily occurrence of scattered showers, and some of the moisture out that way will be sufficient enough to increase the topsoil moisture profile just a little bit. It's not going to be all that impressive out there, but by the time we get to the first part of next week, some of the areas in the western Dakotas could end up with a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain and some localized 1-inch amounts. For the eastern parts of the region, like I said, there won't be that much organized rain until Monday. Sunday night or Monday is when that precipitation will begin, and then as we go forward through the first half of next week, we will have a daily risk of showers and thunderstorms, and it looks like the totals will run from about 0.2 of an inch to 0.8 of an inch by the time we get to Wednesday afternoon. At the moment, it looks like the greatest precipitation may be in the northern parts of our region, leaving southeastern portions of South Dakota and southern Minnesota with a rather limited precipitation outlook. The temperatures are going to be pleasant, in fact, a little on the warm side of normal, but it all depends on how much sunshine we muster up on a day-by-day basis. Today, we'll see temperatures in the 80s across most of the region, and the temperatures tomorrow will be there as well. Some of the rainier areas in the far western Dakotas will see slightly cooler temperatures with some upper 70s likely. As we go into Sunday and Monday, we'll still be seeing 80 degree readings occurring from the Missouri River Valley through the heart of Minnesota, and we'll likely even see that continuing with the rainier weather that comes along Tuesday and Wednesday. So that should tell you a little bit about the nature of the rain that's coming. It's not like it's going to be associated with a big cold air mass or anything quite like that. This will be a very slow-moving frontal boundary with little temperature deviations on one side of the front or the other, so it'll be a very warm and humid period of time. Maybe we'll get a little bit cooler later next week, but more likely not, because a ridge of high pressure is expected to be over the region, and that should perpetuate the limited rainfall pattern and the warm bias in our temperatures. Our nighttime low temperatures should be most often in the 50s and 60s throughout the next 5 to 7 days. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.